We're beginning with the Hakdama. So we're in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael of the Maharal. The Maharal wrote many Sfarim, and I think they're all could be summed up as trying to explain and present Chazal and the Omek of Chazal. So different Sfarim have different flavors. Some are like Chidush Agados, where it's directly on the Agadatas. Gur Aryeh is his commentary on Rashi al Torah. But the emes is, though again it's not exclusively, it's really about explaining Midrashim. Most of Rashi is Midrashim, so Gur Aryeh is likewise explaining Midrashim. Tiferes Baragola is, again, more formally a defense against those who critiqued Chazal and defending Chazal against attacks. So it's a different style somewhat. But at the end of the day, what he does is he presents Chazal. And what the Maharal does is, generally speaking, will take an Agadata and try to explain and show the Amka, show the depth of the details. So Tiferes Yisrael is organized by topic. It's about Talmud Torah generally and many related in Yanim. So instead of going up Pisidar Gemara, he's going to go topically. But it's going to, that's his great contribution. And he shows that, you know, again, sort of mentioned this last week, but a lot of times you learn Gemara, you learn Agadata, and even if it's a nice story, but it's not clearly more than that. It just seems like a nice story. And what the Maharal does is he shows not just the great profundity in the story, but how the details that the Gemara uses are precise. So when we're learning halachic portions of the Gemara, we naturally pay very close attention to the details. And the Gemara itself pays attention in the sense that the Mishnah will use this word and the Gemara will say, well, why did he use this word and why didn't he use that word? The Maharal does the same thing with Agadata. There's a story. The story might be a mashal, but why did he use this word and not that word? And again, many of the things the Maharal will, once you appreciate that it is the profundity, then you'll see that it's oftentimes a mashal for something much, much deeper. Even when it comes to Gemaras that seem to be talking about a physical mitzias, so he'll show that even when Chazal are describing natural or scientific phenomenon, really what they're trying to do is show the reason behind the reason. So when it talks about humans having ramach evarim and shesagidim, so he asks, so if you look at an anatomy book, I don't even know if you can figure out what evarim and gidim are precisely, but you may not correspond. But that's because, but even if it does correspond, so what? And the answer, again, he develops it over there, is because it's telling us about our relationship to the world and how mitzvos are tikkun and so on and so forth. So there's really a lot to say, but I think his words speak for himself. I don't want to belabor the Hakdama to the Hakdama, but well, we could just start with Hakdama. I'll just mention the Maharal was well known as one of the, as a posek. And he's quoted he is a Perush, Hilchos Nida, for example, he's quoted many times. And the truth is, I think he was more well known until, let's say, the last 200 years or so, not for his greatest contribution, which is in the realm of Agadata, but it's become popular, and I think in the last couple decades, even more popular. So, as I also mentioned last time, the Maharal uses many of the ideas are from Kabbalah, but he doesn't use a language of Kabbalah. And if anything, he uses the language of philosophy. Things like Chomer and Surah. those types of distinctions. But he's not a philosopher. He doesn't, as we'll see, has many chapters in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael on his attitude towards philosophy, and he critiqued it significantly. But he uses their language. He uses it to some degree in his own way, but he uses their language. And the truth is that something very similar to the Rambam, though he also does it in his own way. Okay, so let's begin. B'zos HaTorah Asher San Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. HaKosov Hazeh Rotze Lomar Ki HaTorah Chefetz Munach Kol HaRotze Lezakos Ba Yizake Ba. So he's picking up on the word "sam," and it's "sam lifnei bnei Yisrael," meaning to say, it doesn't say this is the Torah that Moshe taught bnei Yisrael. It's almost like, no, here you go. This is the Torah that he placed before bnei Yisrael, right? Asher sam, that he placed before bnei Yisrael. What is the meaning of this phrase? That's what he's picking up on. And the point is, Hashem put it down. It's right here. It's for your taking. If you want, you could take it. But in a sense, it is a different connotation. It's not spoon feeding. It's placed down before you. And if you want to take it, it's for the taking. And that's what this lashon implies. Ulekach lo amar asher sam livnei Yisrael, rather lifnei bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Kimo davar hamunach lefneim. The language is really the language you would use if you put down an object in front of somebody else and, you know, help yourself. Kol harotze lezakos v'yizakeba. V'lo yomer ha'adam ki ha'Torah lo nitna rak l'gdolei ha'chachanim. So this is a very important point. Torah is for everybody, like it says, lefnei b'nei Yisrael. And this is a chiddush. It's a chiddush of the Torah that this is for everyone. There's no one excluded. It's not just, it's not elitist, and it's not just for the elite. It's for everyone. Obviously, each person gets their own thing from it. One of my kids at the Seder this year talked about Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. And her point was that the greatness of Torah could be seen that the very same text is appreciated by so many different levels. You can look at the same book when you're a chacham, when you're a tam, and you'll get something out of it. And that's what this pasuk is teaching us. It doesn't say that he gave it before the chachamim. Shehem rechokim menatos. Now, an additional point. By giving it to Bnei Yisrael, by giving it to everyone, that means you're opening it up for the possibility of error. The more it's open, the more you're not excluding anybody, so the more chances someone's going to make a mistake. Aval HaTorah nitna lakol. Torah is given to everyone. There's a difference between, I remember once there was a vad given by Rav Moshe Shapiro in Eretz Yisrael, and this was a vad open to the public. So you could tell that he was concerned that people would misunderstand or that people who were there shouldn't really be there. And he started off by saying that I want you to listen very, very, very carefully, because if you don't listen very, very, very carefully, the best case scenario is you won't understand anything. And the worst case scenario is you'll misunderstand. And there are parts of Torah that are like that. So, Chachmas HaNistar, whether you see that in a more philosophical way or a Kabbalistic way, whatever it is. So, about those parts of Torah. So we say, yeah, you have to be appropriate. You have to have prerequisites. You have to be ready. And one reason for that is because of the danger of misunderstanding. However, while that's true for a certain chelak in Torah, but for Torah overall, that's not true. And despite the risk of error, Hashem said, no, this isn't limited to chachamim that are unlikely to make a mistake. Aval haTorah nitna l'kol, despite the possibility of error. The lo yomar gamkein ulai eshke b'torah. So that means that Hashem didn't worry, as it were, about us messing up. So I can't use an excuse. Well, maybe I'll misunderstand. Obviously, I have to try my best. But Hashem empowered us and trusted us to do this, despite the fact that we might make a mistake. And therefore, we have to go ahead and go forward, even though we know we might make a mistake. We're aware of our own limitations and fallibility. V'davar zeh peirush b'medrash. So first he's shown us that's the meaning of the pasuk. Zos haTorah shasam lefnei bnei Yisrael. He gave it to everybody. Kol rotzo lezakos. But now he's going to show that this is also seen in a medrash. What does the medrash say? Commenting on the pasuk in Shir Shirim, Eviyani al beis hayayin v'diglu alay ava. Reb Yona amar, Shnei chaverim ha'oskim b'halacha. Zomer beis av shel halacha, v'zomer beis av shel halacha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'diglu alay ava. Amar v'acha, im ha'aretz shekore, am ha'aretz shekore la'ava eva, ukegon v'ahavta v'evta, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'diglu alay ava. Adkan. So this is extraordinary. A person messes up. He's an Amaretz. He doesn't know how to learn. He, instead of reading the Ahavta, you should love God, he gets confused. The Evta, you should hate Hashem. Right? He gets the exact wrong point, the exact opposite of what he's meant to. And nevertheless, the Diglu Alayava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it. He wants it. He wants us, again, to do our best. If we're negligent, if we're lazy, so we're responsible for that. But if we are doing our best, even though we get it wrong, we don't have to worry about it. Perish Beis Av Shalalacha, Shor Shalalacha V'Taima. The Sefer Ikrim writes about this in his Hakdama. And this is perhaps somewhat controversial, but he writes that there's a big danger writing a book on Ikrim. Why? Because if you mess up on an Ikr, so then that's Kfira. You know, you could play it safe. If you learn, you know, Hilchos Kiddush Levana, so I don't want to, if you mess up, so, I mean, the stakes are lower. Say for Ikrim, you mess up on Ikrim. But the Ikrim writes, no, that's not true. That if a person is trying to understand the Torah, even and they're doing their best, and they mess up, then they're not a kofer. And one of the rayas he brings is from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has an opinion of Hillel. It's not Hillel Hazakein, but Hillel Nasiyo is one of the Amoraim we look later. And Hillel held that there's no Mashiach. Not that there's no Geula, those are psukim explicitly in the Torah, but the psukim about, in other words, there will, the psukim in Parshas Nitzavim that talk about us returning to Eretz Yisrael and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not a question, that's pretty clear. But the idea of an individual as Mashiach, so that's not explicit in the Torah. We there are Ramazim in the Torah, like in Parshas Balak, Darach Kochav Miyako, but that idea is in the Nevi'im. But the Nevi'im might be talking about Chizkiyahu. They were prophecies, and they might have happened already. And so that was his position. Now, we would say that denying Mashiach is Kfira. It's one of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikar Yemuna, someone who denied Mashiach. So does that mean that Hillel had no chelek in Olam Haba? Certainly not. He said, of course he did. He was an Amora, and you know, we cite him for other things. He played a big role in the calendar, actually. So, but he made a mistake. And fine, that's okay. Doesn't make you not an Amora. There's a question whether the Rambam agrees to that analysis. The way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam, or is said to have understood the Rambam, he disagreed. Reb Chaim held that understood the Rambam as Nebuch and Abikaris, as Achat and Abikaris, that even if it's not your fault, Nebuch, you're an Abikaris. but still you're not bikores, you have no chiluk malam haba. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid is certainly holding with the Ikrim. The Ravid says that someone who believes in a corporeal God is erring, but if he came to that understanding by misunderstanding the Torah, so we don't blame him. And it's a machlokas, we could call it Rambam Ravid or Ikrim and Rambam. I'm not sure the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam also writes that the Karayim have the din of a tinok shenishba, even though they're denying the Ikrim. And what the Rambam says about those who deny the Yudgimli Karayim, the Rambam does not apply to the Karayim, at least not the second and third generations of Karayim. The first generations of Karayim are, but about the later generations, the Rambam says, applies the principle of tinok shenishba. The Gemara talks about tinok shenishba literally in the sense of a baby that's taken captive and doesn't know anything about Shabbos, for example, so he only has to bring one karban chatas. But the Rambam applies it to deos. So I think you can make a strong case that the Rambam also agrees. So what about what the Rambam says about, let's say, corporeality? So the answer the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim is that someone is not excused for believing in corporeality because they should have known better. They would have simply done Shnai Mikva Vecha Targum as they were meant to. They were friends. So even the Rambam might agree. So the point that the Ikrim is saying, and I think is the point that the Maharal is saying over here as well, is that a person, Hashem wants us to learn, and Hashem knows we might make a mistake, and we might even get it really off. I learned in Karen Biavne. So Karen Biavne is a beautiful old Aron Kodesh from Italy, hundreds of years old. And it's on top of it are the Aseres Hadibros. And there are two tablets, so you read them down. But you can't, probably once there was a more clear separation, but the tablets are square. So if you don't realize and you read it right to left, as opposed to up-down. So instead of saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Tirtzach, it says, Anochi Lo Hashem Elokecha, Tirtzach. So, you know, that's what this guy is. He mamish gets the opposite message. But that's okay. That shouldn't be a barrier to learning. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. U'mipnei zeh nira, ki abracha al limud Torah, lasok b'divrei Torah. So when we make Birkas HaTorah, we don't say, we would expect, we always call the mitzvah Talmud Torah, mitzvah is Talmud Torah. So we would expect that the Birkas HaMitzvah would reflect the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is Talmud Torah or Lima Torah, not Osek B'Torah, so we would expect the bracha to reflect that mitzvah. So we should say, Asher Kitzan Mitzvah Sivanu Lomo Torah. What is Lasok B'Divrei Torah? And his answer is, because our job is to be osik. If it had the connotation of low mode, the implication would be they have to get it right. And if you get it wrong, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Whereas lasso means we should be osik b'Torah. The truth is, it's actually very similar to the way we often use the terminology. People talk about learning Torah. And if you actually speak to someone who speaks English and not Yiddish, so the way we use the term learn doesn't make that much sense. It's probably from the Yiddish, learn, which maybe has a different connotation. But I think it actually has this meaning. Meaning to say, somebody who's going and the act of trying to understand, if someone goes and goes to the Beis Medrash and works on something for a long time and leaves, and he actually hasn't figured it out. So I don't think you would use correctly, it would be correct English to say he's learned, because he hasn't learned anything. But we use the word learn, and that reflects this idea of lasok b'divrei Torah. We're osik in Torah. Vim she'esh l'farish l'kach anu mevarchim lasok b'divrei Torah. So now he's bavarning another interpretation, and he's going to like his own interpretation, but he's saying you could have tried to give a different answer. You could have said, no, why do we use this lashon of lasok to be osek b'torah? Because it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, shechayv l'varech, I'll call mitzvah saseh, ve'ein mitzvah saseh rak b'davar sheyesh bo maisa. Generally speaking, there are certain rules in terms of birkas ha-mitzvah. And not everything that's a mitzvah or even a mitzvah saseh is a bracha. There's no bracha on avas Hashem, for example. And the reason, or one reason, is that mitzvot that don't have a maisa don't get a bracha. So you could have said the reason why it says lilmod in the sense of understanding or knowing, that isn't a maisa. Yeah. So maybe that's the reason why we say lasok, to emphasize that it's a maisa. In other words, al dine birkas hamitzvah, we couldn't have used the lashon of lilmod, even if the mitzvah is lilmod. Shari nikra mitzvas asay shechayev lasos. Ulekach yishvarech lasok dainu limud Torah b'maisa. Now, to make the bracha on the maisa of Torah, and that's why, by the way, it's not. There's a shaila in the Rishonim. If you make birkas haTorah on just thinking words of Torah, and the Gra thinks you don't, if I'm not mistaken, am I making a mistake?
I thought I remember the other way around. I thought the Gra that you cannot allow to think the right Torah if you haven't said birkas haTorah.
I'll have to
double
check.
I haven't seen that.
I know the Gra isn't thinking. Okay, well, look.
I haven't
we'll
seen
look
that
afterwards.
Inside. I mean, just be,
at least that is the view of some. It is a machlokas, and I think one of the things that comes out, if I'm recalling the Gra, then it's the Gra, but I don't remember who said it, is that it's a din in the bracha, not in the kiyum. In other words, there is, even if one should learn with speech, one of the memches, kinyanei Torah, is to say the words of Torah, but you're mekayim the mitzvah in thought, but that might not be chayav in a bracha. In other words, because the bracha or the iser to learn without Torah is on the maisa, and so the Maral here is saying a similar point, that you could have said the reason why we use the lashon of lasok b'divrei Torah is because to make a birkas hamitzvah there needs to be an esek. Needs to be a maisa, and therefore, you couldn't make if it was lilmot, then it wouldn't have a bracha. So therefore, you couldn't have a bracha of lilmot Torah. Then lilmot Torah b'maisa. V'zeh kasher hu motzi hadibur, zeh nikra esek b'torah. Shadibur nechshav maisa. Aval limud nikra havanas hadavar ma shalamad. In other words, Lima Torah is understanding. Understanding isn't a maisa. You could do a maisa which will give you understanding, but the understanding itself isn't a maisa. Ve'ena bracha rak maisa mitzvah. Ve'im lamad b'ion levad, en levar glasok b'divrei Torah, shezen ne'amar ala maisa. Let's see. I'm sure the footnotes point up this gra here. If it's a gra, not the gra. I don't know, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, so if you, the footnote here, Shochan Aruch Archaim Simon Mem Zayin Sid Dalet Kasaf, Hamahar B'Divrei Torah, Einu Tzach Levarech.
Which footnote?
In the middle of 16. Vehu Meha Agur, Shehuva Beves Yosef Sham, the time we showed up, Kaimalan, here alav Kedibur Dami, Ukemo Shekasua Tosos, Brachos Chaf on the base, Achain Das Agra, Hishagam Al Hira D'Vrei Torah, Chayv Levarech. So you got it right? So the verse says, you're Chayv on the Rav. So Shochan Aruch says, you're not Chayv Levarech. Anvir Halacha. And then he quotes a Shagas Aryeh, who shows that you don't make a bracha. Fine. So my recollection is that, again, my point, I guess, is in the Shulchan Aruch, or the Shagas Aryeh, those who disagree with the Gra, is, and maybe this is how to deal with some of the rayas that the Gra brought. Maybe that's why I came to this conclusion. I recall. But that the machlokas is not about the mitzvah, the machlokas is about the bracha. And that emerges very clearly, at the very least, from the Maral. So, right, that's what the Maral is saying. That limud Torah is the understanding of Torah, whereas lasok b'divrei Torah is the bracha, shezen emal maisa. So he accepts this understanding as well. So really, the Maral ends up with two possible explanations why the bracha is lasok b'divrei Torah. The first relates to his general point over here, which is that what's important is trying to understand even if you get it wrong. And the second point, which is that as a birkas hamitzvah, it has to be lasok and not glow mode. I'm no nirolomar, kamosha manu. Now he's going to go back and say, but actually he prefers the first pshat. Ki lakach mevarchim lasok b'dvei Torah, ki lo mo Torah lo shayach rak al mi shalama Torah u'mechayin alach al nitasa. Going back to his main point. So if the bracha was lilmo Torah, the word lilmo Torah implies that you understood it correctly, you got it right. You're mechavin ha-hilchasa la-mitasa. Shebezeh shaykh limud Torah. Aval mishenu mechavin halacha la-mitasa, ein ze limud. Lakach mevarkim lachas obedari Torah. Bein shehu mechavin halacha, o sheinu mechavin halacha. Rak shechavin lilmo ha-emes. So what kavana do you need? So what you, the one, Hashem doesn't ask us to get it right. But what he does ask of us is shiachavin lilmod ha'emes. That's the thing that we got to do. We have to be in search of truth. It's easy to say, but not always hard to do. One of the things that when learning and paskening and the like is to sort of overcome the ego. When a person's having a machlokas with their chavusa, and they want to interpret it one way. And so even if they both started off at the beginning with kavana lo mor ha'emes, because, you know, why else would you do it? But once you have a daya, sometimes you end up trying to prove that you're right and lose sight of kavana lo mor ha'emes. Or sometimes when we're have a halachic question and we might have a certain agenda or the like, and it's easy to be swayed by negios. So that's what we're expected. What's demanded of us is to try our best to understand it truthfully. And then we've done the mitzvah. Af al gav shushogeg hare ki limud ha-Torah la'atzmo nakel na'od. Ve'entach lachosh l'shum davar. So,
what about the question of us?
Yeah. So that's a good question. It's a good question. Shigigas Talmud Ola Zadon. So, I think that probably what the Maral would say. I think two things. Number one is that. That may be in a case where there was negligence. It's shigiga zadon, and shkaga oftentimes has a connotation of negligence. Now, it's true the Maral does use the word shogeg over here. But shkaga, shogeg, if you're ones, you're not kachai b'karbon chatas. The reason why you need a kapar for shogeg is because there is some degree of negligence. And so when we say shigiga talmud ola zadon, perhaps that's in the case where you could have worked harder. You were lazy. You could have asked when you didn't ask. You could have investigated further, but you stopped halfway. It may also be the case that there's a difference. There's a greater degree of achrayas if you're a judge, maybe a teacher. I'm not sure. Hope not. That might be true as well. But at the very least, I think the more pashup shot answer is that when we say that, it means when there's, then you didn't try harder. And you know, this shouldn't be used as an excuse for sloppy learning. This is a, when you've really tried your best, you don't have to worry. And that really comes from what he says, l'chavin l'lmod ha'emes, meaning to say, if one really is motivated by the truth, so they won't take shortcuts. They won't risk it. When we do, and you know, I include myself here, it's oftentimes because truth is not what's absolutely driving us, and that leads to sloppy learning. So So I think perhaps that's what it means. All right, so we will stop here. This is a very good time of year to learn this stuff, especially as we head towards Shavuos. No, we'll finish by Shavuos. I also wanted to say, I was zocha to learn Maharal on a couple of occasions from Rav Aaron Lapiansky, and hopefully many correct things that I say, many come from him. And if you want a better shiur in Tiferes Yisrael, I think he gave shiurim on, you can get them on his website. So you can listen to that. And I hope to actually, I don't know if I'll always have a chance to, but to listen to them also before we learn, and I'll be able to share some of his ideas as well. Okay, to be with Hatzlacha.
Thank you very much.